Day 74, Wednesday, January 18th. Job 39. Job 39 1 to 30 NKJV. Do you know the time when the wild mountain goats bear young? Or can you mark when the deer gives birth? Can you number the months that they fulfill? Or do you know the time when they bear young? They bow down, they bring forth their young, they deliver their offspring. Their young ones are healthy, they grow strong with grain, they depart and do not return to them. Who set the wild donkey free? Who loosed the bonds of the onager? Whose home I have made the wilderness, and the barren land is dwelling. He scorns the tumult of the city, he does not heed the shouts of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searches after every green thing. Will the wild ox be willing to serve you? Will he bed by your manger? Can you bind the wild ox in the furrow with ropes? Or will he plow the valleys behind you? Will you trust him because his strength is great? Or will you leave your labor to him? Will you trust him to bring home your grain, and gather it to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are her wings and pinions like the kindly stork's? For she leaves her eggs on the ground, and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them, or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain, without concern, because God deprived her of wisdom, and did not endow her with understanding. When she lifts herself on high, she scorns the horse and its rider. Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you frighten him like a locust? His majestic snorting strikes terror. He paws in the valley, and rejoices in his strength. He gallops into the clash of arms. He mocks at fear, and is not frightened, nor does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and javelin. He devours the distance with fierceness and rage, nor does he come to a halt because the trumpet has sounded. At the blast of the trumpet he says, "Aha!" He smells the battle from afar, the thunder of captains and shouting. Does the hawk fly by your wisdom, and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command, and make its nest on high? On the rock it dwells and resides, on the crag of the rock and the stronghold. From there it spies out the prey, its eyes observe from afar. Its young ones suck up blood, and where the slain are, there it is. Daily deep dive. Here is today's reading from the UCG reading plan. Job 39 1-4 shows that God is concerned not just for predators but for prey, mountain goats and deer, having ensured that they are cared for at birth when they are most vulnerable. The illustration of the wild donkey in verses 5-8 is rather interesting because Job used it as a symbol of the oppressed poor in Job 24:5. Job complained about the poor, like the wild donkey, having to eke out an existence in the wilderness. Yet God here says that the wild donkey is actually happier in the wilderness than in the tumult of the city serving a hard master. Beyond the literal meaning, perhaps God is implying by analogy that human beings will experience freedom if we find contentment in whatever circumstance he has placed us. See Philippians 4:10-12. He could also be saying that it may actually be better to be among the poor than to be rich and powerful and enslaved to the vices of that life. After all, as Jesus will later explain, it is very hard for a rich man to enter God's kingdom. Matthew 19:23-24. God next presents the powerful wild ox, verses 9-12. It has great strength and is capable of much but generally will not submit to serving people's needs. Is God drawing another analogy with people here? Perhaps. Why, Job might have wondered, would God create an animal like the wild ox, which cannot be domesticated? The answer is, only God really knows. He has not revealed his motivations. Of course, he requires no express reasons. If it pleases him to do so, that is enough. The next animal, the ostrich, verses 13-18, would surely evoke even more questions. It is simply bizarre to our understanding. Part of the lesson here is that God can and does make creatures that appear odd and crazy to us if that pleases him. Imagine a bird that can't fly. Though it has wings, it can run faster than a horse. V. 18. Job could not understand what God was doing in his life, and God was telling him the created world is just as difficult to rationalize. Expositors, note on verses 13 to 18. Indeed, there is more here. God says that this bird exposes the eggs of its offspring to danger by leaving them on the ground and is even harsh with its young, probably referring to the fact that yearlings are driven off at mating season. Recall that Job had basically accused God of indifference to human beings. Now God draws Job's attention to a parent in the animal world that really is practically indifferent to the plight of its young. Without concern, God says. Why? Because God did not give her wisdom and understanding. Verse 17. This means that parental care and concern is part of what God himself considers to be wisdom and right understanding. So surely he must have this care for his own human children, including Job. God's discourse then moves on to the horse. Verses 19 to 25. Here is a great and powerful animal, brave and fearless. In verse 20, the words "Can you frighten him like a locust?" NKJV, do not seem to fit in context. The NIV translation asks, "Do you make him leap like a locust?" Hurtling obstacles on his way into battle. This animal, we should observe, is not wild. It devotes its strength, boldness and courage to serving its rider, and it is a wonder to behold. Finally, God mentions the hawk and the eagle. In contrast to the ostrich, these birds fly, they have incredible eyesight, eagle eyes, they have the wisdom to build their nests in a high stronghold and they provide for their young, verses 26 to 30. In the skies above and in the untamed wilds, to the ends of the earth and beyond, all creation bears witness to the glory and majesty of God, far above the ways of man. It is a humbling lesson for Job. End.